I'm Dr. J. Meghala Devi, Assistant Professor, Department of History. Now I'm going to give a brief presentation about Qutbuddin Aibak. Qutbuddin Aibak. The dynasty founded by Qutbuddin Aibak in India is known as Slave Dynasty. Qutbuddin Aibak was a real founder of the Turkish dominion in India. He was born of Turkish parents in Turkestan. When he was merely a boy, he was taken to Nishapur by a merchant where he was purchased by a local Qazi as slave. The Qazi provided for his religious and military training along with his own sons. When the Qazi died, he was sold by his sons to a merchant who took him to Ghazni where he was purchased by Muhammad Ghori. Qutbuddin Aibak was endowed with all laudable qualities and admirable impressions. He attracted the attention of his new master by his courage, manly bearing and generosity. He rendered so valuable services to his master during his Indian expeditions that he was placed in charge of his Indian conquest after the Second Battle of Terrain in 1192 AD. Qutbuddin Aibak entered into matrimonial alliances with important personalities. He married his sister to Nasiruddin Kubaksha. In 1192 AD, he crushed a rebellion in Ajmer and Meerut. He crushed the second battle in Ajmer. In 1197 AD, he punished Bhimdev of Gujarat, plundered his capital. In 1202 AD, he besieged the fortress of Kalinjar. One of his lieutenants, he conquered Bihar and a part of Bengal. When Muhammad Ghori died in 1206 AD, he left no male heir to succeed him. That place was fulfilled by Qutbuddin Aibak. After the death of Ghori, the citizens of Lahore invited Qutbuddin to assume sovereign powers. He went to Lahore and took up the reins of government in his hands. However, his formal accession took place on 24th June 1206 AD. Aibak rendered great services to the cause of Islam in India. He built one mosque at Delhi and another at Ajmer. Aibak was a great military leader. He was very generous. His gifts were bestowed by hundreds and thousands. No wonder he has been given the title of Lakhbaksh or given of lakhs. The administration of justice must have been crude. The rise of Qutbuddin Aibak aroused the jealousy of Tajuddin Ildos of Ghazni. Aibak died in 1210 on account of injuries received as a result of fall from his horse while playing polo. Thank you.